Shalom. Greetings, peace and blessings to all of you. I am Stephen Preacher, and once again, we are here at Hump Day, and we're definitely trying to get over the hump. Welcome to 180 Degree Wednesdays, part three of our transformation away from the trauma and the curses in the midst of this so-called awakening of our people, of who we are as a people. We can't bring our baggage with us, people. And so we are discussing some of the PTSD and the trauma that we go through. We've covered comparative self-worth. Can't quite recall what the first one was. But it's a way for us to do some introspect and some self-therapy that we might find deliverance. You know, there's a process of conversion that takes place when you come into the knowledge of the truth. We find this from Peter, who Christ said, Satan has desired to sift you as wheat, but don't worry, I've prayed for you. And once you're converted, go back and strengthen the brethren. And you would think prior to the 3.5 years that he had with Christ that he would have already been converted, but it's a process of stripping yourself from your old self. And Psalms 19:7 tells us that the law of the Lord is perfect and it converts the soul of man. When we receive Christ in our lives, we become born again. When we become physically baptized and renounce the world and become obedient to him and keep his commandments, Acts the 10th chapter tells us it's then we receive of the chukmah, the ruach, the wisdom, sophia, the gift of the Holy Spirit that seals us up until that day of redemption. And the way that we don't traverse backwards is that we begin to address some of the trauma that has been compacted on our community, our lives, our families, our people. We must address it. There's no more sweeping things under the rug, under the carpet, or embellishing it, or just thinking that's just the way we are. No, let's address it. Let's deal with our community. And that's what this show is brought to you by, the Black Cultural Restoration Association. And we endeavor to awaken the mind of the original Hebrew man, one asleep mind at a time. But we also want to deal with our trauma as we deal with our community. When you come back to the statutes, laws, and communities, you provide a substratum of infrastructure that gives us a basis of conduct. Even when you start to come into the dietary laws and the way we should dress and how we address one another as well, how we treat our community, we need to do some healing. So without any further delay, I'm going to deal with, we're going to talk about situational depression, something I found myself dealing with once before and did not know what it was, and that many of us in our community that we deal with and don't quite understand what it is. Situational depression is a short-term stress-related type of depression. Short-term. It can develop after you experience a traumatic event, and we know our community. It's coded in our DNA, the trauma that we've experienced as a people. Slavery, transatlantic slavery, hangings, lynchings, beatings, discrimination, starvation, suffering, degradation. It's encoded in our DNA, folks. It can develop after you experience a traumatic event or a series of events. Situational depression is a type of adjustment disorder. It can make it hard for you to adjust to your everyday life following a traumatic event. It's also known as reactive depression. Now, the events that can cause situational depression include problems at work, at school, being sick, death of loved ones, moving, relationship problems. And the symptoms of situational depression vary from person to person. Situational depression can magnify the intensity of stressful life events. This stress can cause severe disruption to your daily life. And here are some of the common symptoms of situational depression. They include sadness, hopelessness, lack of enjoyment in normal activities, occasional crying or regular crying, constant worrying or feeling anxious or stressed out, sleeping difficulties, disinterest in food, trouble focusing, trouble carrying out daily activities, feeling overwhelmed, avoiding social situations and interaction, not taking care of important matters like paying your bills or even going to work, thoughts or attempts of suicide. Now, there are things that can trigger this. There are causes for this type of situational depression. Stressful events, both positive and negative, can cause situational depression. Stressful events include relationship or marital problems, fighting, divorce, situational changes such as retirement, going away to school, or having a baby, negative financial situations such as money problems or losing a job, the death of a loved one, social issues at school or work, life or death experiences such as physical assault, combat, or natural disaster, medical illness, living in a dangerous neighborhood. You know, let me add to that. The trauma, we experience trauma when we yield ourselves to the relentless, these slave movies that they like to keep coming out with two of them every year, whether it's Till or whatever it is, this causes us to relive the trauma and activate the trauma. And we go right back into this type of stress of what we went through as a people. They want you to relive it and activate those buttons. They will play over and over on the news one of our people being murdered and killed, laying in the streets. They'll leave the body out there for hours so that we can go through this situational depression and be reminded of this trauma. This is why we have to address these issues and know what the enemy is doing to us beforehand. Some of us have gone through a lot of stress in our childhood, and we haven't addressed it. We have a lot of our people have existing mental health problems from medicating ourselves, and we also have difficult life circumstances occurring all at the same time. Biological factors are abnormalities in our chemistry, brain structure, hormonal changes in genetics. If you are allowing yourself to be a part of the series of vaccinations, if you're not getting proper nutrition, if you don't know about proper supplements, all these things can impact you. And it seems to be addictive, something that can be passed around. You have emotional or behavioral symptoms that develop within 3 months of a stressful life event, or if you feel more stressed than normal after a stressful life event. Stress causes severe issues in your interpersonal relationships or at work. You have depression symptoms that are not caused by another mental health disorder. This is how you begin to diagnose these things. I don't go into typical treatments that these doctors would tell you about. I believe that the Most High can deliver you and set you free once you yield, surrender to Him, and come back to His statutes, laws, and commandments. Brothers and sisters, I am not talking about religion. At the behest of every religion, there is some Eurocentric Edomite Freemason that created every religion on the face of this earth at the behest of a fallen angel, a demon spirit. And religion was meant to enslave you and keep you in bondage so that you don't know deliverance and you achieve, want to aspire and achieve a status within that religion. And that is not freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, the Most High, there is liberty and there is freedom. He said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And then he teaches us, Christ, to count all things joy. This trick is the most important thing needed when we're dealing with a 180-degree turn for our lives and dealing with our PTSD and stress and trauma. We have to consider all things joy, knowing that He has our best interests in mind. All things work together for the good of them that love the Most High. So then after you understand that, you know no weapon formed against you will prosper. Why? Because he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under his shadow, and he becomes an umbrella, a refuge for you. And then you begin to rest, and then you begin to unpack this trauma and realize that you're nothing without him. And then you begin to take care of yourself, your body, your emotion, your spirit, and allow things to come in from people's mouths, from television, from books, that are promoting and positive and reinforcing for where you're trying to get to, a place of peace, and stay there. and be able to protect your thoughts. Not beat yourself up for every thought that comes to you, because thoughts come externally and try to make you feel as if you're the one concocting these thoughts, when Scripture just tells us to cast down imaginations and let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So we pray every day, may the meditations of my heart, the words of my mouth, and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. And oftentimes you have to begin to count it joy when crazy thoughts come to your mind of depression, situational depression. Dance, sing, force yourself to love and hug. Force yourself to go for a walk and exercise. And take control of your life and let Christ be at center, at the forefront. Seek first the kingdom and allow the Holy Spirit to break the grips of depression, because at the end of it all, it's demonic spirits. And these entities cannot possess your body, your temple, when you consume it and fill it with love. And Yah is love. That's my time, brothers and sisters. Let's make the turn. Praying for the best for you. May you find peace and blessings. In the name of Yah, we pray. Hallelujah.